Good morning. We are moving on to a quasi-new topic. We're continuing to talk about Tachanun, but a different angle, a different approach, a different issue when it comes to Tachanun, and that is as follows. When doing Nefilas Apayim, when we are saying Tachanun, and we get to the part of Nefilas Apayim, bowing down, leaning on our side, what if there is no Sefer Torah where we are davening? Do we still do Nefilas Apayim, or is having a Sefer Torah a requirement, and in the absence of a Sefer Torah, there is no Nefilas Apayim? We'll just say the words, we'll say the Tachanun words, but without leaning, without crouching forward. So, in fact, the Rokeach was a Talmid of Rav Yehuda HaChassid. He was one of the Baalei HaTosfos, and he was a big influencer on the Minhagi Ashkenaz, the Minhagim of Ashkenazim today. So he says in Hilchos Tefillah as follows, after we say Shmoneh Esrei, we do Nefilah Sapayim, and he brings a pasuk for it. It says, "Vayhi kechalos Shlomo lispalal Hashem on Shlomo Amelech." After he davened to Hakadosh Baruch Hu, as kol hatfilah vahatichina hazos. So it says the verse first, the tefila, which is Shmona Esrei, and tchina, and a supplication. So here we have it: alma tchina achar tefila. We need to say tachnu, and we have a supplication after saying Shmona Esrei. But that he adds on. He adds on to that point. The first point was not as important for us. For our topic, at least, the second point is as follows: Vein noflim ella lifnei sefer Torah. We only do nefilas apayim in front of a sefer Torah. And he brings a siman, a source for this, because in Milchemes Ai, when Klal Yisrael went to battle against the town of Ai, it says as follows in the sefer Yoshua: Vayipol al panav arza lifnei Hashem, that Yoshua fell on his face in front of the Aron of Hashem. So the Rokeach learns from there that the Nefilas Apayim is in fact only if there is an Aron Kodesh, apparently with a Sefer Torah in it, but in the absence of that, there would be no Nefilas Apayim. So that's the source. It's based on Milchemes Ai that we have Yeshua falling in Nefilas Apayim right in front of Lifnei Aron Hashem. So in fact, the Beis Yosef brings this Rokeach, quotes this Rokeach, that you need a Sefer Torah in order to do the Nefilas Apayim, but at the end he says, I'm not so convinced. Says the Beis Yosef as follows, Vani Omer im Kabbalah Nekabel, this is my opinion, says the Beis Yosef, written by Rav Yosef Cairo, who went on to write the Shulchan Aruch, it is my opinion that if this is the Kabbalah, if this was something that the Rokeach learned, and he has this as a Mesorah, we'll accept it, and we indeed should institute that into our practices. However, v'im l'din yesh tshuva. However, if he's telling it to us as a halacha, in other words, he doesn't have it as a Mesorah, but he analyzed it, and he's telling us based on this pasuk, indeed, there is a refutation to this halacha requiring an Aron or a Sefer Torah when doing the Nefilas Apayim. The Beis Yosef is very cryptic. That's all he says. That's his statement why he has issues with the Rokeach, but he doesn't explain specifically what his issue, what his refutation is. So at the end of this Torah, hopefully we will get into some possibilities. But in any case, the Beis Yosef, Rav Yosef Karo, went on to not codify this Rokeach in the Shulchan Aruch. In other words, he did not bring this halacha requiring or advising to have a Sefer Torah or an Aron with a Sefer Torah when saying the Tachanun, when doing the Nefilas Apayim. In other words, the Shulchan Aruch, because he had issues or an issue with this Rokeach, he did not codify it in the Shulchan Aruch. Obviously, then you can do the Nefilas Apayim even if there's no Sefer Torah according to the Shulchan Aruch. But nonetheless, the Ramah, writing for Ashkenazim, does bring this halacha in the name of the Rokeach. In fact, he quotes the Beis Yosef bringing this Rokeach. Then he says, Yesh Omrim, there is an opinion that you don't know Nefilas Apayim, except if you have an Aron v'Sefer Torah b'socho, unless you have an Aron Kodesh and there's a Sefer Torah in it. Ava b'loze omrim techina b'lo kisoy panim. However, in the absence of that, we would still say Tachanun, but we would not do Nefilas Apayim. And then the Ramah adds on Vechei Noagim. And in fact, this is our minog, Ashkenazic practice, that we do not do the Nefilas Apayim. We don't do the crouching down, leaning on our side, unless there is a Sefer Torah where we are davening. So that's the Psak of the Ramah. So the Shulchan HaTorah comes and says as follows: De Mamakom Shein Sefer Torah, in a place that there's not a Sefer Torah, or if you have an individual davening without a minyan, Apparently he would be saying this even if there is a Sefer Torah, but we have an individual or a even more than one person it could be, but there's no minyan there. He says as follows, Asur lipol alpanav, it is prohibited to do nefilas apayim, but rather you say the tachanun without the nefilas apayim. Why? So these are the critical words explaining what's going on here. Ki nefilas apayim hu sakana gedola, doing the nefilas apayim, saying to Kadosh Baruch Hu the tachanun, saying I have sinned and forgive me. That is a tremendous sakana, putting ourselves in this, that supplicating mode, bowing down and confessing all of these sins we've done. Accordingly, he says, "Varoi li'zar," we have to be very careful. Shedafka zechus hatzibur uschus sefer Torah. We should only be doing the nefilas apayim if we have the power, the merit of the tzibur to protect us, and the merit of the sefer Torah to protect us. So the Shulchan HaTorah is telling us that you need two conditions in order to permit doing the nefilas apayim. Firstly, it has to be with a minyan. And secondly, you need a Sefer Torah as well. So we're seeing from this, interestingly, that it's not simply that we have a Sefer Torah there. It's not, oh, I need a Sefer Torah, a Sefer Torah, okay, I can do the Nefilas Apayim. It's the power of the Sefer Torah, the merit of the Sefer Torah, and also, in addition, the merit of the Tzibur combined that protects us when we do the Nefilas Apayim. And accordingly, in the absence of either of those, according to the Shulchan HaTorah, in the absence of a Tzibur, in the absence of a Sefer Torah, indeed, we would not do the Nefilas Apayim. We will, Amir Tashem, revisit these issues in the coming days. But in any case, just to explain one final issue, we mentioned that the Beis Yosef, the Rav Yosef Karo, the Shulchan Aruch, he had issues with this concept. He had issues with the Rokeach. And he says, if this is your Mesorah, we'll accept it. However, there's a refutation to this concept that you need a Sefer Torah in order to do Nefilas Apayim. So what does that mean? What's the issue that the Beis Yosef had with this Deen of the Rokeach? So the Beis Yosef, the Taz, excuse me, brings two answers. We'll just bring one of the answers from the Taz. One of them is, he says, there's a source in the Rosh that even if you're davening by yourself at home, with in Yechidus, you don't have a Sefer Torah, that you would still do Nefilas Apayim. So we have a great Rish on the Rosh that says otherwise. And the Orach HaShochan says as follows. What did the Beis Yosef that he say? What did he mean when he has have an issue with this Rokeach? So he says as follows. Ikar hisnaplus lamanu mi Moshe Rabbeinu. This whole concept of supplicating ourselves, we learn from Moshe Rabbeinu. We're from Moshe Rabbeinu because Moshe Rabbeinu tells us in Dvarim Tes, Yudches Vesnapel, I indeed supplicated, I crouched down, I was on the ground in front of a Kodesh Baruch Hu, and there was no, talking about Har Sinai, and there was no Aron Kodesh around. So if that's our source for Nefilas Apayim and the original source from Moshe Rabbeinu, there was no Aron Kodesh there, we don't require an Aron Kodesh. And continues the Orach HaShochan, if you want to tell me that Har Sinai is different, because that's the fundamental, that's the highest Hashrash HaShechina possible. That's the highest level of Kedusha, so you wouldn't even need an Aron, you wouldn't need a Sefer Torah, says the Orach HaShochan. I don't agree with that, because any place that somebody davens is holy, Hamakam Kadosh, and when you daven, the Shechina is there, and it is if we are standing in front of the Melech Machleya Malachim HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Accordingly, says the Orach HaShochan, if there wasn't an Aron, a Sefer Torah, an Aron for Moshe Rabbeinu, then it should not, that would be what the Beis Yosef is saying, it also should not be required for us. So that is the Orach HaShochan's explanation of the issue that the Beis Yosef had with this Rokeach, and accordingly that explains why the Shulchan Aruch, Rav Yosef Karo, did not codify this halacha in the Shulchan Aruch. And Amir Tashem, we will continue with this going forward. Have a wonderful day.